Good Monday morning, everybody. Welcome on in to today's FreightWaves Now Community Spotlight. I'm Kaylee Nix, and it's Monday, so we are checking in with Stockout, our retail and CPG-focused community. And Grace Sharkey is here, one of our writers and hosts. Grace, thanks for joining us.
Hey, happy to be here. Happy post-Easter, I guess. Hopefully you didn't eat too much chocolate this weekend.
Yeah, April 1st, April Fool's Day. Do you have any good April Fool's pranks?
No, I'm one of those June, I'll play a prank on someone and just say April Fool's. That's how I like to roll. So it's a year-long holiday for me.
Got you 2 months later. Bet you didn't expect this. Well, it is April, and we are moving into the start of our summer season, which means one thing. People are getting ready to flip their closets, and we are talking lots of fashion on this community spotlight, particularly fast fashion and everybody's largest and maybe favorite fast fashion company, Shein. They've got a new strategy coming out, which is opening their supply chain, which is arguably amazing, to other small brands and designers. Talk to us a little bit about that.
Yeah, so Shein came out this past week saying that they're looking to start an initiative, Go Figure, Supply Chain as a Service, another SaaS program for us all out there. And I'm excited about this one because, yes, I think for anyone who's purchased off Shein, who's used any, let's say product improvement over the last couple of years, this could be a big deal for many fashion, especially global e-commerce fashion brands out there worldwide. I think they have over 5,400 third-party manufacturers underneath their belt. They're generating now about $30 billion in revenue this past year. So this is a pretty big behemoth. I'm sure if you know any middle-aged to young female out there, she's likely bought something off Shein. They've improved even more of their male designs as well. So I'm excited to, again, see how they can contribute to the supply chain. And it's interesting because I think, you and I have been on this show before talking about the negatives and the potential harm that fast fashion brands like Shein could have. I'd say more so on our ecosystems out there or more environmentally. But I think this could be something that could actually help a lot with these e-commerce brands out there and using their fulfillment systems as well.
So I think that when we talk about topics like this, right, it's easy to, as you mentioned, fall into that negative trap. And it's hard to find that kind of like realistic ground of like, oh, this is going to be great, but also here are these negative consequences. One of those things is that we've seen recently with Shein is their use of influencers. They do influencer marketing really, really well, where they had a big group of influencers come into some of their factories and video it and say like, hey, like, look at our great factories and supply chain. Maybe we're not as bad as people think. Do you think that did anything and to really kind of jumpstart this type of program? And maybe we'll get a little bit more transparency into the actual processes of them as they continue to develop now this supply chain as a service?
I would hope so. And you would think that maybe some of the negatives would potentially push other brands away from using their service. So I would hope to see that get better. I know that they still... the potential of it has slowed down, but it's still on their minds to go IPO soon, which means that they would have to be more transparent as well. So maybe this is a way for them to kind of start building up that reputation and showcasing a little bit more of the behind the scenes aspect. And even ever since, I think that was a little bit over a year ago since they've had those influencers come in. So they've had a full year to continue to grow their supply chain and their fulfillment and their vendors. It sounds like, right, a big part of this is the manufacturers. The one part I would be a tad bit concerned with, but this I think would come out again quite quickly with other brands participating, is there has been that pushback of, are they stealing designs from other people? So if they're using the same providers and manufacturers, that could possibly leak through to the other brands. But hopefully we'll see exactly how this works for other brands that decide to work with them. And we'll see if those issues continue to spread to them as well. If they don't, then I think it's a clear sign that maybe we've seen Shein go through those more unethical pathways to lead to a more ethical finish, to say.
And of course, we know that they're responsible for a ton of e-com and small parcel movement out of China. Yep. And that is where the majority of their manufacturers are located, is in China. I believe they have some in Southeast Asian countries, but most of it comes out of China. Is this kind of a grab to maybe recapture some of that reshoring, nearshoring activity where we've seen manufacturing move to Mexico and things like that here for these United States-based companies? Maybe give some of these companies a kind of tangible place to land and almost like a tangible place to be set up in an already established supply chain ecosystem and saying, hey, bring it back to China now.
Yeah, you know, the thing is about fast fashion is that I think in order to sustain that environment and to sustain that turnover of fashion as well for the end consumer, you do have to take a bit more of a different pathway towards that and possibly you might not find those resources here on this side of the globe. So I think, again, right, they set up this huge manufacturing ecosystem in China that can produce a lot of this quickly. And I think we'll probably see more technology come out of this as well that helps them stay up to date with different fashion trends too. I mean, just because we move some of these supply chains here, we might be able to ship things faster, but can we ultimately produce them faster too? And do we have all of the necessary vendors and suppliers here on this side of the world in order to complete that and honestly keep up with those fashion trends? I mean, as someone who's bought things off Shein, I know you and I have talked about the service in the past. I mean, I think every day, if not at least once a week, they're seeing an update in what is in their catalog. So if that's the experience they're trying to open up to other brands, I think it's going to be tough to just move that over to or reshore that here to this side of the world when it's very clear that they've been able to create that fast fashion ecosystem in China and with a number of Asian partners as well.
So I want to wrap this up by talking about Endstage Logistics and some of the fulfillment partners that they work with. If you go on Amazon right now and you search fashion, honestly, about half of what pulls up are things that are branded Shein on Amazon, and you're getting that Shein fulfillment through Amazon. But if you're ordering directly through their website, oftentimes you're looking at seeing their deliveries move through DHL. That's for their last mile delivery. They do a lot of freight forwarding, a lot of small parcel that just moves either air or ocean freight and then comes over and then ends up in the ether before it gets to your doorstep, like 2 to 10 weeks sometimes later. Are we going to be seeing now a need to strengthen their end stage logistics and some of their fulfillment services if we start to see this supply chain as a service really start to take off and grow?
Yes, I would assume so. And that's it's interesting. That was going to be my last point, is will this actually help them leverage better rates, better service, right? If they're shipping more, producing more, maybe even expanding their fulfillment systems, maybe shipping more larger quantities of the goods here first to the United States, putting that into their warehouses and fulfilling those deliveries from the U.S. compared to maybe shipping it individually from China or from other locations across the seas. I think that's probably the biggest concern, but I think the outcome of this service could be the fact that now they have that leverage to make that final mile delivery condition for consumers up to par with what we see already here in the United States.
It sounds like we are being hopeful about their intentions to increase their ethics and also increase the way that things work. Grace, for the show, fingers crossed, right? Concertgoers everywhere are really, really excited about that.
Yeah, for sure. Yeah, Taylor Swift's making her second round soon, right? So this could be coming in perfect time for all of us.
There you go, on a new Beyonce album. Do we see a new studio tour or stadium tour as well? I don't know. I guess we'll figure it out, right?
Exactly.
All right, Grace, for people who want to catch the stock out, either the show or the newsletter, where can they go to do that?
Yeah, you can check it out on Mondays at 10 a.m. here at FreightWaves, or check it out on our YouTube channel. You can also catch it on LinkedIn as well. And then our newsletter comes out on Thursdays, I believe, too. So make sure you head to freightwaves.com, click on newsletters at the top of the page, and join the stock out. And once you do so, you'll also get a nice subscriber discount code in your next newsletter for our event in June as well. So go check that out.
There you go. Well, Grace, thanks for that. We'll see you next week.